Opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with me is on the phone is the governor of the state of Alaska, Governor Dunleavy. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I call you mayor, right?
David will work well, or, you know. Whatever you choose, sir, whatever you choose. How's it going? Are you calling from Anchorage?
No, I'm calling from Palmer. I've had a series of meetings here at our office in Palmer. I have a question, though, before we... Your lead-in music, is that the Everly Brothers?
That is the Everly Brothers Problem Corner song.
All right. Do many of your listeners know that? They probably do now.
I have a feeling they're forced to know that.
Okay.
Anyway, Palmer, Alaska, you've got a budget that just came out.
Yes.
You have some good priorities in it. You want to go through that for me?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, the first thing I'll say is we've been in office 5 years, and in the 5 years, agency spending has increased. We figured about 1% a year. Keep in mind that I've been in office since 19, and since 20, inflation's been almost 20%. So for those that want to keep the budget in check, this actually, is, from our understanding, is the lowest growth of an agency budget for any state government in the country. And so we've done that by shifting money around and paying off some of our debt. So we've been able to do that, obviously, without having to impose taxes. And so with that said, this year's funding, and I'm going to highlight some of the big things, David, so people know, we have put in a full PFD.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be those that disagree with that. They'll say we can't afford that. And they may have an argument because we are deficit spending, meaning we're going to have to take some money out of the CBR. But my purpose in doing that is that the executive, as a part of the executive branch, is swear an oath to the Constitution, the laws. This is still a law, the calculation. So this is what we do. We understand that the legislature may or may not change that as a result of the court action that occurred several years ago. But nonetheless, point being, we believe more money in the hands of people is a good thing, especially in a high inflationary period that we're in now. We don't add money to the BSA for education in this budget. Now, we know that there's going to be more money put in education. We have a bill that actually puts money in the pockets of classroom teachers because we want to put into place a 3-year study that we believe will prove whether or not more compensation can recruit and retain teachers. And the compensation is significant. And we focus on the classroom because that's where the rubber meets the road for most people. I mean, I don't know about you, David, but when I was going to school, I remember the name of my teacher. I didn't really remember the name of the superintendent or the board members, and I certainly didn't even know who the governor was at that time.
I remember my teachers and for whatever reason, the principal.
yeah, probably because you visited with them.
Yes, intimately.
and then we're putting in money. We're going to have a plan. It didn't go in the budget that we rolled out the other day, but we're finishing up a plan to put in new transmission lines for the entire rail belt. And that plan should come out here very shortly. We're finishing up the last work on that. But that's going to be a multi-year plan in order for our workers in state to be able to build those lines. And you got to remember, we can't wield in power from other states. Hawaii and Alaska are the only two states that can't wield in power from other states. So California gets power oftentimes from Arizona, from Utah. New York gets power from Quebec, Canada, and other places as well. We can't do that. So we have to produce and transmit our own energy in the state of Alaska. And the rail belt, where there's approximately 500,000 Alaskans, those lines are decades and decades old, and they are not going to meet the standard for more electricity over the next several decades. So we're going to have that plan. We'll roll that out here in a few weeks so people can see it. But it'll be a multi-phase, multi-year approach to rewire the rail belt. We're also going to be working with AHFC, and I know that you're a board member on AHFC, and thank you for serving that capacity as well. But what we're doing is we want to make things affordable in the state of Alaska, because we're going to be in a more competitive world with a falling population. Last year and the year before, the United States, the birth rate has fallen, like it's doing in China, Korea, Japan, Europe, et cetera. So it's going to make it more and more difficult for us to compete for people. And in order to do that, we have to make Alaska affordable. So what we're going to do with housing is, working with HFC, we're going to have a down payment assistance program, especially for young people, young couples that want to be able to purchase a house. And so we're going to assist with that by using we're going to propose to use some of the HFC dividends. And we've worked with HFC executives on this plan. And we're hopeful that that'll be able to help up to 1,200 to 1,300 potential new mortgage owners in terms of their in terms of mortgages for homes for younger folks. We're going to work on potentially getting more cook inlet gas. And I do want to say to the folks in Fairbanks that this is important. We're all on the rail belt energy system as well. And so gas, if we can get gas cheaper through cook inlet, that's cheaper electricity for everybody, and to some degree for Fairbanks. Just like when we serviced, and I voted for the $250 million coal plant at the University of Alaska as a senator, that energy is also put into this line, this transmission line that serves everybody on the rail belt. So any new energy going in, whether it's Bradley Lake, that's cheap energy down in Homer, whether it's up in Fairbanks, coal, wind, or any other source, gas, it serves all of us. And so we just need to make sure that we've got enough base energy so that we can make sure that the lights are on. So we're going to assist with that with some royalty restructuring. The Child Care Task Force is going to be wrapping up here soon. So what we're going to also do is propose in a bill that tax credit possibilities, using corporate tax credits to see if we can get people to invest in childcare in various ways. You know, Canada just came out here recently, and I don't know how they do it. We're going to study it, but they just came out with a program in which childcare is going to cost Canadians $10 a day. I mean, the reality is it's going to cost them a lot more through different taxes. But the point is, Canada has also recognized that they've got to compete with the rest of the world to make sure that working families, working mothers can get some assistance with daycare. And so daycare is going to be a big topic. Housing is going to be a big topic. Energy is going to be a big topic. Education is going to be a big topic as well. And again, it's going to be a very interesting session. I don't say that lightly. There's a lot of important items that are going to be on the docket.
You, your commissioner of education was on my radio show about a month ago, and I'll just tell you, you made a very good choice. That is one sharp individual, knows what she's doing, great conversations. And she was enlightening us about the Alaska charter schools and their ranking in the nation. Yeah. And their yeah. testing, and basically they're number one.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind, I'm just because to me that was fascinating. And it was fascinating for a couple reasons. So if the listeners didn't hear this, about a month and a half ago, Harvard researchers released a research paper, a study that they did on charter schools nationwide. And what they did was they looked at the outputs, which we call performance. How well are the kids doing? Almost all the research before them was done on the inputs. What is the governing structure of a charter school? How much money does a charter school get? How do you hire the teachers? That's all the inputs. But there was really never a study to determine if charter schools actually, quote, work in terms of performance. So they researched all of the charter schools nationwide in every state, including Alaska, and they use what they refer to as the NAEP scores, the National Assessment of Educational Progress. This is a national standard test given to fourth and eighth graders. And so when they looked at those scores, what they found astounded them. What they found that the Alaska charter school system, in the state of Alaska, performs better than any other state. And the second rated state, Colorado, was 20 points behind Alaska. And so our Commissioner of Education was on the phone with those researchers. They're very interested in studying Alaska more. But what's the significance of this? It shows that if given the right environment, our kids will succeed beyond anyone's wildest imagination in terms of reading, writing, math. And so the charter schools demonstrate that. So what you're going to see this year, to I think the happiness of many and the chagrin of some, those some are going to be those that like the status quo, that only care about more money going into education with little discussion on the outputs. But I think the vast majority of Alaskans, I think, will be fascinated with the discussion on charter schools, because you can have charter schools almost everywhere. And, David, I'll say one more thing. Mm-hmm. People are going to say, well, what about our low-performing kids? You know, a lot of times our Alaska Native kids don't perform well. Alaska Native charter schools in Bethel and in Anchorage were included in this study. And the kids are performing better than most people thought. So it really comes down to the environment. So what should people get out of this brief conversation I'm having with you on this? That you can actually ensure to a great degree that kids can perform at the highest level and compete nationally. We scored better than Massachusetts in our charter schools, and generally speaking, Massachusetts is considered to have the best overall, even your neighborhood school performances. We scored better than them on our charter schools. So this is a real opportunity for Alaska.
Governor, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fairbanks, we'll be back after a few minutes here.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
From the city of North Pole, the home of Santa Claus, happy holidays. I'm Mayor Mike, and I want to wish everyone the happiest days throughout this season in the new year. Santa, he'll be here before you know it, so you better be good, for goodness sake.
With Santa coming to town, don't gamble with being put on his naughty list. The professionals at Homestead Pumping and Thawing want to wish you and your family the warmest of holiday wishes and nothing but aces in the upcoming year.
Hello, Alaskans. It's your representative, Mary Peltola, with season's greetings and good tidings for all. This year proved that when Alaskans work together, big things get done. In D.C., NOAA is reviewing bycatch for the first time in over 10 years, and Alaska's congressional delegation introduced a bill to ban poached seafood imports from Russian trawlers. Back on land, Alaska's delegation secured the Willow Oil Project and more than $200 million to strengthen our rail belt energy grid, creating Alaskan jobs and lowering costs. And remember, Alaska's congressional offices can also help you and your family directly, whether you need help with Social Security or veterans benefits, getting a passport, or just dealing with a federal agency. For help, contact my office at 907-921-6575 or visit peltola.house.gov. Happy holidays. I'll keep working to bring big things home for Alaska in 2024. This message is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Ready to fix a great career for yourself? How'd you like to work in a fun and positive environment? Expressway Auto in North Pole is now expanding and is currently accepting positions for automotive and diesel technicians. Applicants should have at least 1 year of experience, as well as the skills, knowledge, and attitude to excel. Additional certifications are a plus and can increase your earning power. Applications can be dropped off at Expressway Auto on the Richardson Highway in North Pole, or to schedule an interview, call 888-659-0631. Expressway Auto is an equal opportunity employer.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. It's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Highs around 4 above today, under overcast skies with snow likely, winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, chance for snow, lows around 10 below. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 3 below. A dusting of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Governor, how you doing, sir? Hello, Governor.
Hey.
Yeah. Anyway, you got a good Christmas season planned?
I love Christmas in Alaska. I know a lot of people travel, but I got to tell you, maybe I'm a strange duck, but we got a couple snow dumps down here, and one of my rituals is I love plowing the parking area for our house here. But I love Alaska in the wintertime. This is Christmas. I mean, I don't want to spend it in the lower 48 where it's raining and brown. Here, this is what it's all about. And you've got the epicenter of Christmas in your backyard at North Pole, David.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting up here. We've gotten since I became mayor, I've never paid attention to the weatherman so much, and then I'm confounding with his unprofessional guesses. What's supposed to be 2 inches turns out to be 8 to 10 inches and things like that.
Yeah, you have to do some calculations, don't you, Mayor?
Yeah, and now, you know, this going through things this morning, Aurora Subdivision, we're over there, you know, removing snow. And what should take 2 days takes 4 or 5 days because of our labor pool shortage, and you're experiencing that.
Yep.
With your labor pools, you know, DOT, my goodness. So,
yep. And we're lucky, though. We got a Fairbanks guy in charge of DOT. The commissioner of DOT is actually from Fairbanks,
right? Yes.
And so he cut his teeth up there in the Northern District where, I mean, you guys have some of the most the egregious weather at times, no rain, freezing. And, you know, we do suffer like you do and other governmental entities today from some shortages on some of our key people, especially those that are on the road plowing. But we've got some tremendous folks that work for us. I'm sure you do at the city as well. And I want to do a shout-out for those guys because as you bring up snow, just the whole concept of roads.
Yes.
Taken for granted by most people, but you know it and I know it. Those roads have to be maintained. Those roads have to be fixed. And people take that for granted. But you got some great people up there. We got some great people as well.
Yeah, it gets interesting, that's for sure. Our public works department, they're feeling embarrassed because what should take 2 days takes them 4 days, and they're training people on equipment. And they're thankful that they're able to get it done, but it's not the standard of time frame that they're used to. And you can just see it just, you know, they're getting better and better with it with the new hands, but it's just the way they're going about it, it's very problematic for them, and they're just not used to that. But they'll get through it, and they'll get all the road cleared up and everything like that. So, but they're doing well. They're doing well.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So the legislature that convenes here, what, about the 17th of January?
Yeah.
How much time do you spend down in Juneau when the legislature is in session?
Well, I mean, obviously that's where everything is happening, and so we'll spend a considerable amount of time down there. I'm not down there every day because we've got a big state, and always there's issues going on. I mean, you've heard about the incident in Wrangell.
Mm-hmm.
People
yes.
lives. I mean, we have emergencies all over the state. We have things going on. So as the executive, during the legislative session, I'll spend a lot of time there working with the legislature and crafting bills and getting bills through the session. But I've also got to do business here in Alaska, and once in a while, unfortunately, I got to go back to D.C., to press our issues with some of those agencies as well, and some of our friends in Congress and in the Senate. So, mostly in Juneau, I'll be spending time.
You know, it's very nice to see that the Judge Gleason found on behalf of the state and the other entities on the Willow Project. This is very good to see that, and how that'll open up a very good revenue stream for the state.
Yeah, that was huge. I hope, I hope Judge Gleason keeps finding things for Alaska to be able to make sure that we have a future. I mean, that's, David, you know this better than anyone. People in Fairbanks, it's interesting. I think they have a better grasp of what I'm about to say, and that is they understand that resource development is really the bedrock of the state of Alaska. It's not the only thing, and we certainly want to diversify our economy, but mining, the pipeline, oil and gas, timber, These were the mainstays for Alaska, and they should be, and they should be for some time in the future. We were compelled by the federal government to collectivize all of our resources under the government, and they compelled us to develop these resources. The unfortunate thing now is you got a Washington, D.C. that's being run by NGOs and extreme environmentalists that want to shut everything down. And I just would challenge some of the folks out there. I'm not sure how many of your listeners are going to fall in this camp. I don't think very few, but a lot of the environmentalists think if you shut something down in Alaska, shut something down in the Fairbanks area or wherever it is, you get rid of the problem. You don't get rid of, quote, the problem. You create many more problems because you ship that stuff overseas where there's no environmental protections. We don't get the jobs. We don't get the revenue for our schools. We don't get people moving here to fill up our towns and our houses. And you end up supporting dictatorships and bad environmental policies overseas. And so, as I tell people, David, and this is going to be my mantra, we got to stop saying no to things. We got to stop saying no to Anwar, no to Donlin, no to Pebble. We got to stop saying no to using the Tongass National Forest. And I know this is a problem up in Fairbanks, but we got to stop saying no to trucks on a road. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to create wealth and jobs for folks. And if we keep saying no to everything, we're not going to have much activity up here, and we're not going to have much of a future for our kids. So I ask everybody to try and support every opportunity that's going to produce jobs and bode well for a future for our kids and grandkids. So that's going to be the big message this year.
You know, the Alaska Railroad basically had its 100th anniversary.
Yep.
Down in Nenana. Saw you there, and you participated. Any plans for, you know, and then the Bill O'Leary came to Fairbanks a few weeks ago and gave a presentation on their expansion plans. So you never know what might happen next in Fairbanks.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing because we need to be building in Alaska, not for yesterday, not for the next 5 minutes, but for the next 50 years. If we have that perspective, then we can get back to the idea of large projects. You know, this is one of the reasons why we're doing the transmission line. We are punching some roads in through the West Sioux. We are refurbishing other roads and ports in the state of Alaska. We have a real opportunity to put Alaska on the map and be a huge player, not just for this country, but for this world because of our location. But we got to make sure that we have the infrastructure to be able to do that. We have to make sure we have the policies in place. And we just, we've got to have a culture of yes in the state of Alaska. Our motto is one of the greatest of any state, north of the future. But we have to have everybody joining arms in saying yes to projects, yes to opportunity, yes to jobs. And so you can probably tell, David, I mean, I'm always excited. I'm not running for office. I'm barred from a third term. And quite honestly, that's a good thing. I will always cheerlead for Alaska because I believe in this state more than any other, and it has been so good to all of us. But I want to be able to help create an Alaska like you do for the next generation and the generation after that.
Greatly appreciate it. We got about one more minute, sir. How would you like to finish up your time on KFAR Radio? And thank you very much for being available. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for what you do, and I want to thank everybody in the interior of Alaska, in Fairbanks in particular. I graduated with a master's from the University of Alaska. I have a lot of friends in Fairbanks. It's an incredible place. Alaska would not be Alaska without Fairbanks. It really wouldn't. And I just want to say, I want to wish everybody a happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year. And just keep in mind that, you know, a lot of the ills that are impacting the rest of this world and parts of Lower 48, thank God, you know, we don't have to deal with some of that stuff on a personal level here because Alaskans are unique. We have our differences, but we're like a family. When we need to, we come together and we get along. And so I'm just very grateful for the great people that live in this great state. And as I tell people, and I'll end it with this, David, we got incredible scenery and incredible nature and incredible resources. But what really keeps, I think, most people here, including me, is the great people. So
it's the people. Absolutely right, sir. You have a great day. Thank you for the call in, and Godspeed to you, sir. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a break here with some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, but I pity what's going to come now. Phil Collins' Susu Studio bumper music. They put me in this room with purple pads, giving North Korean equipment, and now I have to listen to this. We're all going to feel this pain together.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The governor is taking new action to counteract migration at the southern border. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre referring to those steps as political stunts.
What they do doesn't actually help. It doesn't actually change or make their communities safer, or make, whether it's Texas, whether it's Florida, safer. It actually puts it more at risk.
The Customs and Border Protection reported 12,600 southern border encounters on Monday alone. The Secretary said Antony Blinken says the country is going to continue to push for another pause in fighting and hostage swap between Israel and Hamas.
On the question of hostages and a pause, this is something we'd very much like to see happen.
Former President Trump and Republicans calling a Colorado Supreme Court ruling to remove him from the state's primary ballot an attack on democracy. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports an Oregon man has been found guilty in the case of an Alaska teen who was killed in 1978. It took an Anchorage jury about 2 hours of deliberation to convict Donald McQuaid, 67, of Gresham, Oregon, found guilty of first-degree murder and second-degree murder in the death of 16-year-old Shelley Connolly, who was last seen alive in the early morning hours of January 7, 1978. Connolly's body was found near Beluga Point, and a medical examiner ruled that she had been sexually assaulted and that her death was a homicide, but the case eventually went cold. In 2019, DNA technology matched a sample taken from Connolly's body to McQuaid. The defense argued that DNA evidence didn't answer the question of who actually killed Connolly, only that their client likely had sex with her sometime before the murder. But the state argued successfully that McQuaid killed Connolly during a sexual assault and then dumped her body at a pullout on the Seward Highway. Public defender Benjamin Dresner said he still believed in McQuaid's innocence and planned to appeal the case. Sentencing is scheduled for April 26th.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Pumpkin pie and a world-famous smooth and creamy A&W shake? Better than sugar plums and chestnuts, that's for sure. Holiday shopping power-up or a welcome break for the house chef. Fairbanks A&W is there season after season. Off Airport Way, A&W.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
It's the holidays, that time of laughter, joy, cheer, and music. Fairbanks Hearing and Ballast Center wants to wish you and yours a joyous holiday season surrounded by friends, family, and of course, the sounds of the holidays. Their medical professionals are ready to help you hear that favorite carol or the sound of delight when the wrapping comes off on Christmas morning. This time of year reminds us those sounds are too precious to miss for one more day. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballast Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Fairbanks, listen up. Affordable Used Cars has purchased over 450 late model vehicles to fill the lot. With a great selection to choose from, you can find that vehicle you've been looking for. We have Tacoma TRDs, 4Runner TRDs, Sienna Hybrid all-wheel drives, Bronco Sports, and many more makes and models to choose from. They're arriving daily and won't last long. Hurry in for the best selection before they're all gone. Come downtown to Affordable Used Cars at 2525 South Cushman.
Wings on Wednesdays for just $1.50 each. That's every Wednesday at Big Daddy's. Wings the way you like them. Slow smoked and delicious with great choice of styles, including original buffalo and sweet honey barbecue, to name just a few. Come by Wednesday for wings at Big Daddy's and load your plate up with some of those sides that speak Southern, like collard greens, red beans and rice, and so many other choices. It's the award-winning northernmost Southern barbecue. Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I brought in the criminal who put that Susu Studio stuff on.
I'm blaming Glenn. I'm blaming Glenn. That's what I'm doing. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's torture.
It is Phil Collins, though, so you're staring at me like, nonsense. I know your love for Phil Collins.
Yeah. My disgusted look of...
It was, I had to break up something there. I mean, you know, that was a budget conversation with the governor that was coming. You know, we had to do something in there. We had to do something. I'm just saying.
There was
other things. The glares.
There was other things.
There was other things. Yeah. No, that was the thing.
There's a whole plethora.
How do you mess with Prus's day? You mess with his bumper music.
Yeah. Or you put Moby Dick on it.
Or you put Moby Dick on at 6 a.m.
Yeah, jeez. Anyway, what do you got planned for Christmas?
Oh, family stuff. Hanging out with the family. We'll be going over to my sister-in-law's house like we always do. Father-in-law will come over. We'll do presents and food and all the good things. Usually prime rib. I'm also going to cook a ham this year, too. So it'll be a nice little holiday time.
You know, you're coming into the, you know, it's Christmas is Monday.
Yeah.
And, you know, every Monday and Wednesday we have department head meetings at 8:30.
Right.
And everyone who's going to be with us next Monday was so funny. You know, I'm looking like the ghost day on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to be there on Wednesday.
No one's going to be there.
Everyone's taking off next week.
Yep. That's how it works.
All right, what do you got planned for next week?
Much the same. Disappearing, pretty much.
Really? Well, I'm not.
Hockey. Originally, I know hockey's always the answer. My son was supposed to go to Phoenix, but Phoenix didn't work out. The tournament was funny. 47 years this tournament has been happening, and it got canceled this year. It was weird. So we're not going to Phoenix, but we are going to go to Anchorage and play a couple teams. So we'll be doing that. We'll be taking off to Anchorage next Wednesday and heading down for the weekend and playing some games down there. And it'll be fun. Not stressful games. They're not league. There's nothing on the line. So it'll be nice to just have some fun and play on the ice, I think, for our boys. It's been a pretty tense season. So, you know, nonstop practices, nonstop tournaments and games and going out of state. And it's been pretty hectic. So I think it'll be nice for the boys to just have some fun.
There you go. Good to hear. Oh, what the heck? School board, how's that going for you?
It's going. We've got some stuff coming up at the beginning of the year, budget-wise and such. You know, given the governor's budget, you know, he just talked about it. There was no movement or anything for the BSA or anything like that. But so that gives us the ability now to go into our legislative priorities and just make sure that...
Your priorities are money.
Yeah, our priorities are money. Yeah. Give me money. No, but, you know, it's more than just money. It's our priorities are now switching to a different dynamic on how to approach the legislature when it comes to asking for money, right? So, like, last year...
Oh, you're going to clean that act up?
No. A little bit.
Last year you guys blew it.
Tim,
Brandy, Aaron.
And that's not going to get much better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You blew it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we're kind of doing a different thing. So last year, you know, we actually started off on a really positive foot. We had the video that the school district made for us that highlighted all the great things we're doing at the district and how amazing, no matter the downfalls, how amazing our schools really are. And you know how many people watched that video?
None.
Like none. It, mainly community people here in town who happened to see it on Facebook. The legislature, they didn't watch it. Governor, he didn't watch it. So, you know, that was a waste of resources and time. So we're not going to do that route this year. But we are going to plead to the community because I think now's the time where we got to get the community involved with this. It can't just be us elected officials going there and being like, hey, governor, we need money. Hey, legislature, we need money. Obviously, we're going to be the ones going there asking for these budget things. It has to be the public.
What about your PTA associations?
Yeah, them too. Yeah, absolutely. PTAs, the community, you know, any parent out there, any just community member. It's important to one, learn how the legislature works and just be able to have that experience and those conversations. Mm-hmm. And then two, to be able to get involved in a different level. If there's something that you're for, you know, the borough just did their KIPP. They're going to need some money to finalize all the KIPP projects that are going on, right? So that's going to be some legislative priorities for them. It can be anything. Education, you know, if you're pro-education, figuring out how to talk to them and get them to listen and just getting the community out there, I think, is important. We got a call.
You ready for a call?
I am.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Kind of changing the subject, but I was thinking last night about this Bon Show project, and it seems to me a big hang-up are these sets of doubles coming through town in that bridge on the East Highway. And what I was thinking, if there's any way that they could possibly break those loads down somewhere between Fairbanks and North Pole and just run singles from there. That way they're not overweight or close to it on the East Highway Bridge, and there's no problem with the turnabout there on Cheetah Hot Springs.
Well, then there's the question of what do you do with the loads that you left? You know, wherever it is that you drop them and decide to go with a single load through town, how is the rest of the load going to make it up to Knox? You know, I get the Mancho thing, or Mancho, however it's pronounced. I get the arguments. I hear it. But, you know, that solution, I mean, that leaves ore sitting on the side of the highway until somebody can come pick it up. And I could be wrong, but, you know, they have the trucks to transport the double loads. I don't know that they have the extra trucks to be able to go back and pick up the second load and take it. I don't know. I don't know what the answer would be to that.
Okay, if I can interrupt for a second. They plan on breaking the loads anyway at Fox. They're going to be running singles from Fox on. If they run the singles from North Pole or, you know, somewhere in between Fairbanks and North Pole, there should be the acreage. Give them the room off the road. They already plan on breaking these loads down. It would just mean that they would be bringing singles through town. They could go down Pegger. They would not be over length there. They wouldn't be overweight on the Skies Highway Bridge.
It's a good thought. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good thought.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else has brought that up, but it just occurred to me last night.
Okay. So, hey, anytime a thought occurs, you give us a call, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
You got it. Bye. Yeah, what the heck?
Well, you know, Mancho is a lot of people. You know, you got a lot of people out there on either side of it. You know, it's I don't know, sounds like a good conversation for the legislature.
Ready for another phone call?
I am.
Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, this is Kaya. How are you today?
Good, Kaya.
I like your name.
I got a hey, how you doing? I got an observation. I do Uber deliveries, and I deliver onto the base probably 20, 25 times a day, 5 days a week. And that new intersection, there is a little problem. The sign that tells everybody not to turn, I see so many people stopping and turning. I don't think they're seeing the sign because sometimes if it's snowy and it's dark, you don't really think of it, and you think it's a regular green light, and you could just go ahead and make a left-hand turn.
You know, I had to hold myself back from I did not bring up gar. That's what that is. And
gars.
And, yeah, and what drug the engineers were on when they thought they'd design this and implement it? You know, just what drug are you on?
I drive through that. I've been driving through it 25 times a day since it's been open, and I'm still scared crap to when I go through it. I'm looking, nobody's running that light way over there. What's coming out of here? And I'm a local.
Yeah.
I don't know what tourists. I mean, there's probably tourists or people that just don't know. But if they put up like an illuminated sign on the bar that holds the traffic lights that says, you know, no left turn or no turns because they're not getting it.
I will say this, Kaya. People have an issue with red lights in general because if you go to, what is that, College and Steese, down by the gas line, there's no turn on red. Two lights, no turn on red, big old signs. People are still going. You know, I think a lot of this is a people problem.
Well, you know, we have a person who comes to every city council meeting now and rails about the guards.
About the guards.
Yeah. And how could we let this happen?
Well, it's here, right? Yeah. Like, we're not going to tear it apart.
And then I have to make a decision. You know, I'm coming back from North Pole, and if I want to get on Cushman Street, do I go through the two stoplights on the left-hand turn, or do I go through the two stoplights going forward and turn left on 10th Avenue? And it's you're saying to yourself, before there used to be one stoplight if you're going to go left or go straight.
Yeah.
Now you got four different stoplights.
Yeah. It is confusing. I will say, I feel bad for the engineer because
he's being drug tested right now.
I mean, imagine being in control of something and this is the result. Like,
that's what happens when you build in a town that has, what, 20 different dispensary stores?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Kaya, we got to go. We got to have a little bit of we got to pay the bills here with some commercials. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great day. And Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Just as the three wise men gave Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh when he was born, Gold Buyers of Alaska hope you are gifted love, joy, and health this Christmas season and in the upcoming year. Merry Christmas from Gold Buyers of Alaska. This holiday season, transform your home with festive cheer from Samson's Hardware. Need a hand with your holiday project? Their expert staff is here to help. Looking for someone hard to shop for? Samson's Hardware is where you'll find it. Make your home merry and bright with Samson's Hardware.
Hello, Alaskans. It's your representative, Mary Peltola, with season's greetings and good tidings for all. This year proved that when Alaskans work together, big things get done. In D.C., NOAA is reviewing bycatch for the first time in over 10 years, and Alaska's congressional delegation introduced a bill to ban poached seafood imports from Russian trawlers. Back on land, Alaska's delegation secured the Willow Oil Project and more than $200 million to strengthen our rail belt energy grid, creating Alaskan jobs and lowering costs. And remember, Alaska's congressional offices can also help you and your family directly, whether you need help with Social Security or veterans benefits, getting a passport, or just dealing with a federal agency. For help, contact my office at 907-921-6575 or visit peltola.house.gov. Happy holidays. I'll keep working to bring big things home for Alaska in 2024. This message is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
So, you thought your rig was ready for winter, didn't you? Yeah. And then this. That ain't right. Better get it over to Pearson Auto. Let their trained certified techs take a look. Could be something simple that keeps your car from running properly in these cold, brutal temperatures. It's what they do. In their clean, state-of-the-art shop in North Pole off the Ridge and on Airport Way across from Pikes. Pearson Auto even provides a loaner car if it's something not so simple. Home of the oil change for under $40. Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
Weather brought to you by the Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Wood way.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 4 above. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 10 below. A dusting of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got Melissa Burnett in the studio here. So what did you get your husband for Christmas?
Absolutely nothing.
Coal? You gave him coal?
We spend all the money on the kids. That's what we do. We travel. We play hockey. That's what we do.
Ready for a phone call?
I am.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mark, in care of the Alaska Freedom Council. Hello, Mayor Pruse. How are you today?
Good, Mark. And yourself?
Well, pretty good. I caught our governor's brief presentment. I want to thank you for that, and Problem Corner, and all the listeners that make it possible. I just had two comments, really. First was that Mancho Road issue. the whole systemic thing to keep the economy going and to treat interior people the way they ought to be treated. Let's get a route from the site through the back of Eielson, come out on Chena Hot Springs Road and modify the intersection there and pay the people that property in the way handsomely. And, you know, let's get on with it. There is a concern there, I think, with the environmental concern. Switching our directional attention north, there should be no extraction or development of resources from any federal lands in Alaska, because Alaskans have not acquiesced their providential land-based mines and mining section 28A1 90%. Although through judicial contrivance, those born after December 1871 aren't even allowed to know this. This was not taught in our schools. Alaska Mental Health Trust from the territorial era, the 47-year legislative territorial era from 1913 to statehood in 59, the Alaska Mental Health Trust, they came with suit and sued DNR after statehood and got what was entitled them. Now, Alaska's First Peoples did this through ANCSA retroactively. The collective body politic of the 49th state are next, and they're trying to steal that title. There's title perfection that needs to be honed in on. And now these thieves down in Juneau are going after your PFD. Did Mayor Mike there mean a full PFD by original statute? And what's in Herrera? I just want to put that out there and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, we the people of Alaska are grateful unto God, and that's for the provisions, the resources.
Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. You have a great Christmas, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A lot of those calls today. Moncho gets people fired up, that's for sure.
Moncho, PFD.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Those are two hot topics. Hot buttons. Yeah. Talk PFD, talk Moncho.
Or your hot button is...
school education funding.
Yes.
I'm like, enough with the Moncho. Let's talk school funding.
What's my hot topic?
Phil Collins on Problem Corner.
That was today's hot topic. But I'd say consistency for me is environmentalist groups from outside Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to dictate what Alaska does in resource development.
Absolutely.
That's what gets me.
Yeah, that's a pretty hot topic.
Yeah,
that pushes my buttons pretty hard, especially when we start digging into it. Because like, stop it, you're not from here.
Yeah,
stop it.
I know. Goodness gracious. So basically, what you're telling me is your husband's cheap and he's not getting you a Christmas present.
No, he's actually going to get my ring repaired. I lost a diamond in my wedding ring about a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I lost a diamond. And he was like, okay. So he asked me this one. I actually forgot to give it to him. He was like, let me take your ring tomorrow. I'll go take it in. I'll get it appraised and see what we can do to fix it. Like, he's such a good dude.
That was fun at our Christmas party playing chess with him.
Yeah. No, that was actually really cool playing chess. I saw him bring that up.
Everyone else is, you know, wild partying.
Yeah. I was drinking white Russians. Yeah. You guys are playing chess.
Yes. I'm such a party animal.
I know.
Ready for a phone call?
I am.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hi there, Melissa. I just wanted to say I'm very grateful for the wonderful Christmas present that all 60 legislators gave the Alaskan people, and that is a balanced budget, which has been difficult in the past few years for them to achieve, you know, drawing down the constitutional budget reserve. But this year... 2023, they gave us a balanced budget. So I'm very grateful and thankful to the 60 legislators.
Good for you. Good to hear. Yeah. Any fun plans over the holidays?
Oh, well, I'll be visiting a cousin's house for Christmas Eve.
Okay. Well, hey, you have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year. And call in anytime as usual, okay, buddy?
Merry Christmas, Randy.
Thanks.
You have a good day.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm thankful for the legislatures, too. They did do their job. last year. I think they got a lot of flack, and even I gave them flack. And I even admit to, you know, my wrongdoing with that. They worked hard. They did put out a balanced budget. They can't help what happened. The veto pen, that's not their control. They did do a very good job last year. And I'm also very grateful for our legislatures and the work they do. It's not an easy job. Sitting on a school board, you know, you get kind of an eye-opener on the smaller things. But I tell you, it's a hard job, and I don't think our legislatures get enough credit, any of them. So a big thank you to them, and I hope they all have a great holiday season because they're getting ready to get into it.
you just had a past school board president, Leslie Wunheidigovich. She filed for state senate.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She'll be going against Scott Kawasaki.
Good luck to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kawasaki, that's a pretty big muscle to take on there. I'm just saying, he's good at campaigning, he's great at campaigning. You know, he's a people's person, and so that's going to be a tough one. Good luck to her.
It's what you call a headliner main event.
Yeah, that literally is a headliner main event. This is like UFC.
Yeah. Are you ready to rumble?
Yes, exactly. You know, Leslie versus Scott.
Even in a purple padded room, we get excited. how do you guys do this to me?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
I like the purple. You are the only one that complains.
The sparkly things in it, really?
Yeah, I do. I think they're great.
Weird as all get
we could have got. You know what? Everybody knows that about me, Proves. Come on now.
I mean, but you're forcing me to put Susu Studio on.
You don't have to be here. I mean,
we
would be very lost without you.
You could be better accommodate. You give me better accommodations if you thought about it.
I will tell.
Give me some Christmas cheer.
I will tell the engineer to paint the walls pink. How's that?
I'm going to hurt you. Bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
You know, you're just checking off all the naughty boxes.
I am.
You?
Yes, I am. We could do it black like your soul.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Or your heart.
Yeah, you know, that's true too.
Oh, man. So what's the school board looking at doing next year? Anything fun?
Fun? No, not going to be fun at all. We have a massive budget deficit coming our way. So we're looking at having a lot of meetings and a lot of things.
Yeah, but it was self-imposed.
Yeah, absolutely. But now we got to cross that bridge, right? Like,
well, I've heard that we got to cross that bridge.
Yeah, we've got to.
It was a self-imposed.
It was. Yeah, absolutely. But now we reap what we sow. How's that?
And the people who did it are in charge of getting you through it?
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately. And, you know, it's...
And they're not capable of...
Yeah, I'm just a perpetual no. That's all this is. I'm just consistently a perpetual no.
I'd be perpetual entertained.
I am perpetually entertained right now.
Oh, boy.
There's just... Sometimes I shake my head. That's all I can do. I use my voice as needed right now. Given the way the board is and the shape that we have... I use my voice when needed, and I speak up when I need to, and that is my plan from here on out for the next year, especially during budget. I will speak up when I need to. I will say what I need to say, and I will say it sternly. And what they do after that, that's on them.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how me and your husband were playing chess at a wild party, and you were doing White Russians.
White Russians, yes. Oh, talking school board with Les Nichols. That's what I was doing, drinking White Russians and talking about school board. That's what I was doing.
Yes, last night on my birthday. You know what I did last night?
What did you do?
I made your pasta sauce for your basket.
Yay!
It's a six-hour process.
I
enjoyed it. I just enjoyed it.
Yeah. I won't lie. I've been sitting here going, when is my basket coming? Every day you walk in, no basket.
I know. No basket for you.
No basket. Where's my basket?
You are one spoiled
I am.
Boss.
But here's what people don't understand. So, you know, the mayor here for the last 7 years has given me a Christmas basket. And this is something, like, we had a Christmas party where you even brought one of your Christmas baskets. And I had already gotten one, and I still went in and bidded on that because that's how good the sauce is. And there's always a giant meatball inside. And you get this giant meatball, really good sauce. Oh, it's always dinner for me and my husband, and I look forward to it.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You have a great day, and I will see you on Friday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.